All right, great to have you back with us. It's Giants and Angels today from Tempe. We bring in the special assistant to the player development director and a coach and the professor, really, and that is Ron Wotus. Well, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. I'm doing great. It's heating up in the desert, by the way. It's getting hot down here. That's the time of year. So won't be long now. We'll be able to go home and breathe that fresh Bay Area air.
Well, and you and I'll go out to River Islands and do one of those kayaking or something like that. It's funny, I was talking to Colleen Edwards this week, and I was telling her about the things we do for River Islands and talk about. And I said, the thing that Woe loves is the outdoors, because you can live right there and just walk out your front door and have all that in front of you.
No question. You know, I've enjoyed going out there in the winter. The Christmas party, I mean, they put on a great party for all the employees out there. The sense of community is great. But you said it, the river right there, all the lakes that you have, the soccer fields, the baseball field. I saw Don Johns a couple of weeks ago had a nice event with a bunch of high schools out there. I think San Ramon was one of the schools. And so now with the COVID is gone, you're going to see more activity at that baseball field. And so if you want to watch some baseball or get involved with that, you can do it as well. Yeah, but it's unlimited, the kayaking, the trails, the walking. So it's a great spot. I could see why they sold, 28 homes last month, something like that.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing. And I think a little bird told me they may be putting a football field in as well. And it's going to be a real sports complex because you got the soccer, baseball, and probably football as well. How about that?
Oh, I like it. I like it. I was talking to a couple people over here today, and who knows? You know, maybe even a golf course down the road, right?
Really?
They're unlimited. They have plenty of room out there. So, yeah, things are moving along real well for them out there.
Beautiful. All right, spring training. It is a short spring training, Woe, and you've been down this road, professionally since the 80s, early 80s. Is this short spring training starting to show a little bit, maybe with the hitting versus the pitching, as more than other years?
Well, I think in our case, we've had a lot of players down here for a long time. You know, we've done away the organization with the instructional league, and we've had hitting camps and we've had pitching camps in the month of February. So some of these players and minor league players, the major league guys in the 40-man roster could not be involved with that. But a lot of the non-roster invitees, a lot of the minor league guys that are coming over, pitchers or players, have been down here. So they have been here for quite a while, and they are ahead of the game. But it's the veterans that, I don't think have had the reps that they needed. The veteran pitchers as well, anybody that's on the 40-man, of course, it's easier for them to prepare because they can throw, in any facility, which we talked about last week. A lot of them have, like drive line and places to go where they can get all their work in. So it's more about the hitters and the timing. And as you said, we got, 2 weeks, and they're going to have to be at full blast. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how everybody starts off, how many injuries there's going to be, and how well the hitters start off, because they're definitely not going to get the at-bats that they've had in the past.
Does it worry you at all when you see the veterans? Longoria's got an index finger for the last 7 months. It hurts. And, of course, Belt, his knee is barking a little bit. Worry you at all about the veterans? Would you like to see them out there and get their at-bats now? Or can you just throw these guys in there? Kapler says you don't have to play nine to go nine in the big leagues. How do you feel about it?
Well, we've dealt with it the last couple of years with the COVID year and the way we had spring training, et cetera, et cetera. Things have been a little unique, so I think we're much more prepared for those types of things. But, I'm a worrier, Marty. I want them to be ready when the bell rings. And the most important thing is if they get out of Arizona in shape and injury-free. So I think that's where we're at. And I think the veterans can handle it much easier than a young guy, when the bright lights come on of the season, if they haven't had 45, 50 at-bats to compete. They've been through it so much that they know how to you know, it has got a better feel for, okay, it's time to go. But I think the health is probably a major concern for the veteran guys, the guys that are banged up, that we get them healthy and, you know, they don't feel any repercussions of that when the season starts.
All right. Well, it's a long 162. So, as I say, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, 5-6, 8-9, 9-8. You got 162 to play, and you got to get ready for that kind of marathon. And that's the difference. We got to start thinking like that again. Well, it's the Angels today. I'm not sure, well, if you've seen the lineup. I have not, about Ohtani. I don't think he's in today. He played yesterday, and I think he's going to take a couple of days off. But, well, they have the Ohtani rule now in baseball. Now, this is a guy last year, 9-2, 318 earned run average, 130 innings, 156 strikeouts. All right, nice season. And did he do any hitting? Not much. 46 home runs and 100 RBIs, 965 slugging. So baseball realizes he's a big star. So they said, all right, Ohtani, if you pitch and DH and you're no longer in the game as a pitcher, you can stay as a DH. How about that? The guy had his own rule made for him.
Yeah, he definitely did. And, you know, if it's good for the fans, it's good for the game. And I know when Bonds was playing at our ballpark, you know, we led the league in attendance on the road for, you know, five straight years because people wanted to see Barry Bonds. They want to see the stars in any sport. So I guess it's good for the sport. You know, it definitely gives the Angels an advantage. I don't think there's going to be, you know, anybody else. I don't think Bumgarner is probably going to be able to do that in Arizona. I don't know if there's going to be another pitcher that will be asked to do that. So, you know, there's so many things that are changing in the game. You got to keep up with it. You have to adjust, right? You heard that when you were little. Baseball is a game of adjustments, and it's certainly true now, not only for the players but for the coaches, because there's a lot of changes taking place. And Ohtani is in there today. He's leading off in DHing.
Oh, really? Okay.
They do have the lineup. Yeah, he's in there DHing, so he'll probably get a few at-bats and get out.
What do you think of him in the year he had? And, you know, they really talk about Babe Ruth. You got to go back that far to see something like this.
Yeah, well, he's a special player. You know, the athlete, it's just amazing to see an athlete, and I don't mean this in any derogatory way, but, you know, you typically don't see the Asian players with his size and strength. And he certainly is very unique in that regard coming from over there. So he's a super talent, a super athlete, and he's exciting to watch.
Yeah, he seems to like baseball, too. He's got a, you know, the guy plays with a smile, you know what I mean? It's like he's having fun. He looks like he's having fun. How about that?
Yeah, I think you would, too, Marty, if you had the year he had.
Not bad. Okay, I'll take the good one. Whoa, you got me good on that one. Okay, very good. Hey, I was watching the Dodger game on TV last night, and I was watching the catcher Sal Perez for Kansas City, and he had a wristband on, and he was pressing buttons, and that would tell the pitcher who had a receiver attached to his glove or body or wherever it was what pitch to throw. And some of the infielders also had the receiver, so they knew what kind of pitch was coming. And this is an experiment, and it seemed like seamless. It was working. But what do you think about that? The catcher now could communicate. No trips to the mound, and he's pressing two or three buttons on a wrist pad.
Yeah, well, I had a lot of conversation today because we weren't sure it was going to be implemented, and we're still not sure that it is. But I know Albie, our catching guy, needs to write a report tonight about his thoughts on it all. So we've had a lot of conversations about it. I've talked to a lot of players about it. And it's something that, you know, they're considering very strongly within the next few days. And so you may see this, and we're going to do it today as well.
Oh, you are?
See our guy, yeah, our guy's with it. There's a chip in the hat, you know, of the pitcher, and the infielders will have it as well. And, you know, the main reason for this, and that's probably the thing that I'm okay with, that it's going to eliminate, is all this garbage of people relaying signs at second base by watching video before the games, knowing the pitcher sequences, and then when they get out to the second base, they pick it up right away and they can relay the signs. It'll stop, you know, the catcher from having to change the signs, and the catcher's got to pull the pitcher's got to pull the card out of his pocket and look at what set of signs we're going to use now. And in talking to Albie and Kurt Casale, I guess it's pretty streamlined. You know, one side of it has the pitch. The other side is set up almost like a plate. And what you push is, you don't put, you know, you could say fastball, and then you could just go up, away. It's got like a plate there, so you don't have to think about it. You push the location on where it needs to be. So my first reaction was, is they're going to be fumbling around looking at this wristband and have to find the, you know, have to find all the words of what they want. But I guess it's pretty efficient. So we will see. I'm not sold that it's going to speed up the game. I'm not sold on that yet. Certainly, they can push that button at any time. The pitcher's rubbing up the ball, and they can put a pitch sequence in there. But I'm just not quite sure if it's going to be that much quicker when the batter is in the box and the pitcher has to shake off. The pitcher shakes off. Now he's got to look at the wristband again and hit the buttons. But it's an interesting concept. I we'll see if it speeds things up. Kurt Casale told me, we played the White Sox the other day, and he was got in the box to go hit, and the pitcher was already on the mound ready to throw the ball, and he was waiting, you know, for the pitcher to look for signs to get set, and he was caught off guard. The pitcher was ready to go. So there are going to be some adjustments. We need to give it a look here and see how it goes before we give it the great thumbs up. But there's some benefits. And honestly, Marty, we could probably do a whole show on this.
Yeah,
topic
we will.
Alone. So I think this will be a topic of a conversation for the next month, especially if they implement it.
Yeah, we'll do that. I'm sure we'll follow. Good information. Well, I did not know that the Giants were already doing it. Very good information from you. The other thing that I saw, potential rule change, would be relaying game information within your team. In the dugout, in between, you know, in between at bats and things like that, that you wouldn't be able to get information from the analytical people that you could relay to the hitters. They don't, you know, they want to do away with the cheating and all that kind of stuff. How about that?
Yeah, you know, I haven't been in any conversations or meetings about that, so I'm not quite sure how all that is going to affect things. But you know, this wristband is a big topic of conversation. I guess we were using them in the bullpens. We haven't used the system in the game yet, just to clarify that.
Oh, okay.
And today is going to be the first game that we will be using it. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes today.
Boy, interesting. All right. Hey, last week you told us about, it was fun talking to you about the time you had to watch the ball boys in Colorado. Yeah. To see if, you know, the ball that they were throwing in the game when the Rockies were hitting was a ball that would fly. And you never told us how it ended up. Did you ever catch him doing anything like that?
Well, I thought I did, Marty. You know, I mean, I thought they were messing with the balls, but you have no proof. You know, there was two ball bags there. I'd see him reaching one bag and then a different bag, but you can't prove any of it. And as I said, that whole year that we were there, you know, I was staring at those ball bags and how they were using them, and checked into, you know, when the umpires checked, you know, they had to check the balls before the game. And I don't know at that point, I don't think there was a major league official in the dugout watching the ball boy at that time. I think, I could be wrong. I think that came a little bit later, where they had somebody in there keeping an eye on the balls. So you couldn't do that. So, no, nothing was ever proved, but I was paranoid for about a year.
All right. Well, the last thing why I brought it up again, I read this morning that, and I don't know if this is true or not, but that every stadium is going to use the humidor, not just the, you know, the Rockies or the Diamondbacks or places like that, but every stadium is going to use the humidor. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard that. And is that for grip purposes?
To keep the baseballs a certain way, and maybe it's to cut down on home runs. Who knows what? But that was in MLB trade rumors this morning. How about that?
Well, I think you'll have to delve into the reasons for it a little bit more, because for me, the balls are are wound very, very tight. They're hard as a rock. I mean, I'm seeing home runs this spring. We are in Arizona, and we all know the ball is going to fly. But once again, these guys are barely touching the ball, and I'm seeing home runs go distances I haven't seen, you know, little guys hit. You know, you think Barry Bonds is at the plate, and you have a guy that's not a huge home run hitter, and they're blasting these balls, you know, over 400 feet routinely. So it'd be interesting to know why they're doing it. I still think the ball flies quite a bit more in this era right now than it has in the past. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, no, I read that this morning, so we'll see if that's going to come about as well. Yeah, baseball's doing a lot of tinkering, a lot of, as you say, a lot of adjustments, and they want to get it right, and that's what they're doing. Well, you always sort of highlight a couple of people from the camp that have stood out to you. One kid is hitting about 800 now. I don't know what he's hitting. Blandino seems to be doing something. We haven't talked about him yet.
Yeah, no, he's got a little experience, you know, with the Cincinnati Reds in the big leagues the last couple of years. I spent some time up there. I didn't get a chance to talk to David Bell about him yesterday when I saw him. I wanted to, but, you know, really not much to ask him about. This kid's looked impressive. I think Bay Area people probably know him. He went to Stanford, and him and Slater are very good friends. And he's been playing a lot of third base. And he's in the mix. He's in the mix right now. He's had a good camp defensively. He's had a good camp offensively. And, you know, 2 weeks does not make a player. But right now, I think he's, you know, in consideration. He's fighting for one of these positions, especially if the other two infielders aren't ready to go. So he's a guy to watch. He's done a nice job. And I'm pleasantly surprised to see him playing the way he is.
Very good, meaning Listella and Longoria. Who knows if they'll be ready to go opening day. Very good. Anyone else stand out to you? Anyone on the pitching side or hitter or something like that?
Well, we have so many arms that, you know, are just power arms. And, of course, the new guys, Rondon, the way he throws. And you watch batters swing at his slider down, and then they miss it by 4 feet.
Wow.
Alex Cobb's got a nice breaking ball. We're going to see him starting today. He got a real nice looking breaking ball. I saw him at the minor league camp when he threw the hitters over to minor league camp when I was over there a few weeks ago. But I haven't seen him in a game yet, so I'll be keeping my eye on him. So those two guys, you know, they're going to be a couple of starters for us. So we want to make sure that, you know, they're ready to go and healthy, and I'm really looking forward to watching him today.
Oh, terrific. And the guy I talked about this morning was Rashi from yesterday. He's got a great name, the Vic Rashi of the New York Yankees, one of the Springfield Rifle. Guy came in, bases loaded, nobody out, and got out of a jam and looked good.
Really? Well, I've been so wrapped up with our own guys, I don't know much about him, but the guy that Cincinnati had pitching yesterday, and his last name eludes me right now, was throwing
Green.
101.
Hunter Green. Yeah,
yes.
Hunter Green.
Yes. What a big, strong guy he is. Throws the ball. You know, he's pitching at 99, 100, a starter, and he was quite impressive as well.
Good stuff. Well, it's spring training, and the story is well ahead of us. And we got one more show next Saturday, and then it's opening day, so I'm looking forward to it. Great stuff, Will. I like that stuff on the wristband. This is something to really follow today to see how it works out. So have a great afternoon. Pleasure having you on.
Hey, it was great being on, and let's follow up. I'm sure there's other areas of the game, you know, infielders, you know, with the earpiece and the mechanics of things, and we may have a better idea in a week, you know, if they pass this thing, certainly. How the players are feeling about it. So it'll be interesting to watch.
Absolutely. All right. Have a good afternoon, Will. Take care.
Thank you, Marty. Bye-bye.
All right. That is our professor, Ron Woad. It's good going to school this morning with the professor. I will take a break. Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle next, right here on the Sports Leader.